Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Pop Douglas is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. Look for the new lower prices every day tags throughout the store and save on the items that you buy most. Pop Douglas also brought to you by Windward Mental Health. Start your healing journey now at windwardmentalhealth.com. And by Zondark Credit Union, tackling financial wellness since 1912. Stronger members, stronger communities. Learn more at jdcu.org. And Pop Douglas brought to you by findmassmoney.gov. Morning, Pop.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Doing great. You guys have had a week to look at film on that loss and practice and listen to Mike Vrabel and the coaches. Well, what's been the predominant message this week for you guys?
I say, move on. We got to, play that game.
We we could. You're gonna have to. We got a bad
phone.
We got an Edelman phone, AAF phone situation. I don't know how this happens every single week. It's wild.
It's in the bowels of Gillette, I think.
You think it is?
Yeah.
Where are you, Pop? Are you in the weight room, or where are you right now?
Yeah. I'm in Gillette. I'm right outside the stadium.
Okay,
that sounds good.
Okay. I need that again because you disappeared for a moment. But go ahead, give me it again. What was the message this week?
Move on. Next week, man. You just got to move on and on to the next week and on to the Panthers.
Okay,
Pop, talk a little bit. I know there's been a lot of questioning going on last week's game about that last play. Now, I don't know, heading out of the huddle pre-snap, are you aware of where the sticks are every time you step out of the huddle? And was that a route that maybe you probably should have took past the sticks?
That's a 2-3 yard route. I'm like right at the sticks. Probably should have took it probably one more revolution, probably one more yard, if I was going to try to make that type of move, should I say?
Pop, it's easy for us to watch and fans to watch and say, why didn't he do this? Why didn't he do that? But when you're in the moment, what was going through your mind and why did you choose to go the way you did?
It's to make a play. As soon as I came back for the ball, it kind of pushed me back a revolution. So that's when I answer, I'm somewhere around it because I know I was at the sticks, and then I came back for the ball, got it, and then I was supposed to go forward. That definitely was me supposed to go forward, knife. That was me trying to make a play. That was me trying to make a play more than it should have been.
Pop, I think what was a frustrating component to that was that it appeared after the game that you were smiling about it. Is that just sort of a default mechanism that you don't really know what to say, so you just try to make light of it? Or did that, did that frustrate you all week after being unable to get the first down?
Wait, say that again?
After the game, when you were talking to the media, there was some laughs and you were smiling about the play, and it rubbed some Patriots fans the wrong way because they felt like you weren't as angry as they were following the fourth down.
Yeah, I mean, I was mad about it, but I can't let that steal my joy. There's always going to be a smile on my face, I felt like I was blessed with to smile, and I always smile, regardless of, a lot of things. I smile. That's just me. But that I feel like, don't get me wrong, though, I was definitely, you know, disappointed about it. I know I could have done, you know, definitely something different, but, you know, it happens. It happens to the best. And I feel like, you know, if I could take it back, I would, but I can't. And, you know, on to the Panthers now.
Well, you know, Pop, it takes more muscles to frown than it does to smile. So I appreciate I appreciate that approach.
Sure does. Yeah.
Show them pearly whites, like my mama used to say.
Yes.
Pop, when you start to look at, you know, your production, maybe the receiver room production, what do you feel like you guys could do more of to become even more productive just from, you know, the wide receiver room?
I think, you know, just go to practice and, you know, practice hard and show the plays that, you know, that we can do. You know, I feel like, you know, as we practice, it comes to being reality. So I feel like we just need to, you know, take practice like a game. Treat practice like a game. We do. Don't get me wrong. We do. And, you know, I just feel like we just fell short. I can't say, like, receiver production. Drake is one of the leading, you know, quarterbacks, you know, with yards. I know it's going to tie, but it's going to all of us. We have a lot of playmakers. So, I mean, it's hard to get the ball to all of the playmakers. We have people who can make plays with the ball, tight ends, running backs, receivers, even Drake, you know, with his legs. And sometimes you can't – that would be selfish of, you know, a lot of us to be like, man, I'm not having a lot of this production. And we're not even
– Pop, we're losing you again on the phone. Maybe you could just step a couple yards forward.
Yeah, let me. Can you hear me?
No, we can hear you now.
Okay, yeah, now we can hear. Yes, we can hear you now.
I forgot. No.
Pop, we can hear you now, but when you look at both of your losses, it does feel like they're losses that come from a game of missed opportunities. You're in it. You can. Those are winnable games for you guys. That must be frustrating for you. How do you fix that moving forward?
You know, we just got to clean up the little mistakes that we're having, and, you know, we got to take more care of that ball. You know, I feel like that's one of the main things, you know, because we're in these games. We're definitely in these games, and sometimes I feel like, you know, we're beating ourselves because, you know, the turnovers, and I feel like save my play, you know, that fourth down play, you know, we just beating ourselves, and I feel like once we clean that stuff up, man, we're going to be a good team, you know. Our coaches do a great job of the game planning. You know, against these guys, against the teams that we play, we just got to bring it from the practice field to the game field.
Pop, when you start to say you guys are beating yourselves, I've been around a lot of football, and I think the biggest thing is the little things that sometimes can get overlooked. What are you guys doing as a team and you personally to make sure you're not overlooking the little things, like you said, getting that extra yard so when you do catch it, you're beyond the sticks? Hmm.
I feel like, you know, details. Details really matter in this league. Details, you know, it really matters. You know, one little detail off, man, and then, you know, it could cost you the game, or it could hinder something. You know, that really matters. You know, in the NFL for sure.
All right. Go ahead,
Pop. What would it mean for the defense to have Christian Gonzalez back on the field Sunday against the Panthers?
Oh, that'd be good. You know, Gonzo, man, he's a dog. And I can't wait to see my guy back on the field, you know, especially, you know, coming in with him. There's like a couple of us left, you know, in that 2023 group. And it's good to see, you know, guys who came in with baller. And I can't wait to see him come back and, you know, come back to ball.
Any word, I don't know if you can tell us or not, but are you expecting that Cardi B will be at a game this season?
I don't know. I don't know. That's a great question. I know it's going to be televised when she do.
I'm hoping she shows up.
Same.
Yeah, we know.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me know what yeah. game so I can pull up.
Yeah, Wiggy wants to pull up when she's there. All right. Hey, Pop, we'll let you go get to work, and if you could, go get us go get a win for us, if you could, this week.
Nah, yes, sir. Appreciate you guys.
All right, we appreciate you. There he is, Pop Douglas.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.